What is up, you princely peers? Welcome to No Holds Barred, the Shakespeare podcast Shakespeare would have listened to. I'm Dan Bollier.
And I'm Kevin Condardo. We're back with a wildcard week episode where our motto is, it's just got to be better than nothing. And this week we may push that to its limit.
That's right. Well, I think this is going to be amazing. Very excited for this week's wildcard episode, this month's wildcard episode, I should say. So we thought we'd do this go around, something timely.
Topical.
People have been talking about it quite a bit. And why not relate it to Shakespeare, which is what we do. Take anything and relate it to Shakespeare. So we are going to take a little time here to pay an homage to a late great artist who left us this week. The one and only Prince. So anything more you want to say about that, Kev, or should we just get right into it?
I think that you know, let's,
here we go.
So, to remember Prince in a Shakespearean forum, we have two pieces of original poetry, right, Dan? That's we can refer to them as poetry, yeah.
Well, they're both based on either Prince or Shakespeare.
Sure, which we like. One by No Holds Barred assistant host Dan Bollier.
Not a co-host, an assistant host.
And the other from our old friend CJ Lewis, which we will get to later. But Dan, why don't you lead us off first? So what was the piece? So this was for Shakespeare, Seven Stages Shakespeare Company, Shakespeare Beat Night, correct? That's created this?
That is correct. So this was, last week was Beat Night, the Shakespearean themed Beat Night. Beat Night's been happening for 17 years. Ooh. But we do, once a year, we do a Shakespearean themed Beat Night. So for those of you who aren't familiar with what a beat night is, basically it's curated six readers and there's a band that will, you give the band, the beat night band, you give them a mood or a theme or any really sort of context and you say, hey, give us a little bit of that. And then they'll play the music live and then you read your pieces over the music. And it's just a nice sort of conversation between musicians and poets. Mm-hmm. So this night had already been planned. And it just so happened that it was the day that Prince passed away. So around 5 p.m. that evening, I took a Prince song, Seven, which relates directly to the Seven Stages Shakespeare Company.
Sure.
And converted the lyrics from that song, Seven, into iambic pentameter and early modern English.
Okay. So, do you have is it called Seven or do you have another title for it?
I went with Seven.
Oh, great. Very clever. So here is Dan Bollier and his original poem.
Yeah.
Seven, inspired by Prince.
My love, the total seven will I drop. They doth impend the progress of dear love. So let us fumigate each sodden slop with such a knowledge and sweet savoir-faire that none in this wide world will dare compare. I bequeath myself to you as you to me, and love will lead us through each blessed day. The breath of space and time, droop not thine eye. One day we'll surely see all seven die. I spied celestial guardians visit me, who in her hand gripped tight the very key. Words of compassion, words, words, words of peace. And far away a marching army's feet, but trust me, love, will I them bend their knees? So rest us neath the multitudinous sea, whilst before us stands animosity, cursing our love, and with hateful decree, six other Rudesbys throw their shade at me. But all is well, my love, I say that all is well, for I will see them drop as the first fell. Our old friend Plague returns, and with him Blood, whilst evil souls, they die, and in spite of, and seven tears will fall. But fear not, sweet, the four that lie far off, 12 souls from now will standeth here, I say, will standeth here. A city shall there be, with streets pure gold. The young, so well advanced, they shan't grow old, with voice full of all colors and new breath. The music of the spheres shall vanquish death. We'll join the chords as we watch them descend. My love, the total seven will I drop. They doth impend the progress of dear love, so let us fumigate each sodden slop with such a knowledge and sweet savoir-faire that none in this wide world will dare compare.
Very nice. Snap, snap, snap.
That was a fun piece. And in the beat night, I gave the instruction to the band was, can I get a drum and bass driven beat with an Indian influence? And they were like, yep, that was basically, they're like, that's a new one for us. And then they just rocked it out. And it was phenomenal. They did a great job. And it was really fun to play with.
Well, that's amazing. Very nicely done. And a piece of original iambic pentameter from Dan Bollier.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So then the second piece that we have here, this also came out of Beat Night, correct?
It did. And this is so actually a live recording of the performance at Beat Night.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
From CJ Lewis, regular Seven Stages contributor.
Yeah.
So do you want to set this up or should we just let it rip?
Well, no, I'll tell you what he told the band, which was just give me some gospel. That was the instruction to the band.
All right. So here is CJ Lewis performing Prince's Eulogy by William Shakespeare. Here we go.
This is a eulogy for William Shakespeare. Throw your mistempered weapons to the ground and hear the sentence of your moved prince. How fares the prince? Who brings word the prince's master will be here tonight? I bring thee tidings of the prince's doom. What less than doomsday is the prince's doom? He was a prince, more than prince of cats, I can tell you. A prince of power. We charge you in the prince's name, stand. Oh, dearly beloved, stand. Content thee, prince. I will restore to thee the people's hearts and wean them from themselves. Oh, yeah. And so the prince obscured his contemplation under the veil of wildness. Are you so fond of your young prince as we do seem to be of ours? Being reconciled to the prince, your brother, I owe you all duty. Such duty as the subject owes the prince, even such a woman owes her husband. True, noble prince. Witness this army of such mass and charge led by a delicate and tender prince. None do you do like but an effeminate prince. Princes should be free. The wrongs he did me were nothing prince-like. Of course, of princes, of the tricks of war. The king and the prince of prayers, let's assist them, for our cases is theirs. A begging prince, what better pity's not? Dread prince of brackets, king of cod pieces? The black prince, sir, alias the prince of darkness, alias the devil. I will, as for a brother of your order, visit both prince and people. Oh, prince, I conjure thee, as thou believest, there is another comfort in this world. Prince, dishonor not your eye by throwing on any other subject. Oh, noble prince, I can discover all the unlucky events of this fatal brawl. A prince, Miranda, I do think a king. Ha! Has she forgot already the great prince? Justice, sweet prince, against that woman there. Noble prince, good prince, he's a gallant prince, he's a Paisley prince. Yourself, renowned prince, that is still as fair as any cover I have looked on yet for my affection. Chapels and churches and poor men's cotton trenches palaces. You, without the prince. funeral. Nature prompts them, and skillful and low thanks to princing. Why, sir, if I cannot serve you, I can serve as great a prince as you are. For sure, he is the prince of the world. Let his nobility remain this court. Breathe not where the princes are. The princely blood flowed on his cheek. He sweats, strains his young nerves to put himself in posture. The princes, ooh, ha ha! And maybe I go under that title because I am married. Ha! The prince and Monsieur Love. Tis certainly so. The prince rules for himself. If the prince be too important, tell him there is measure in everything. And so dance out the answer, yeah. Discover the several caskets to this noble prince. But did you think the prince would have served you thus? I long with all my heart to see the prince. Worthy prince, I know it. Our foe is princely, and though you took his life as being our foe, yet bury him as a prince. The heavens themselves blaze from the death of princes. A prince's courage away, I prithee. Good night, sweet prince. So I bequeath a happy peace to you and all good men, as every prince should do. Yeah.
So very nice. So that's an original piece by C.J. Lewis, as performed at Beat Night at the Press Room on the evening of Prince's passing.
Yeah.
So what did he, are those all?
Those are all quotes from the different plays.
Got it. All the Prince references.
Yeah, yeah. Which he, nice. He put together in a different order and played out with the band. So you got a kind of a sense of it there listening. You know, they were finding the song as it was happening, and he was taking his cues from them, and they were taking cues from him. It's a really special night. It's a cool thing, and it was a fun and fascinating night to be a part of. There was also a Minna Giles did a Shakespearean take on Purple Rain,
okay,
which we do not have a copy of. But it was a really special night to have a whole bunch of artists gathered together who value artistry and lyrics and who said, okay, you know what? This is happening today. This is happening right now. Let's celebrate. And this is what, you know, that's sort of what Prince's thing was celebrate yourself and celebrate artistry. So it was cool it was a joyful celebration of his life, which I think would have been something Prince would have been down for.
Sure.
Seems more on, you know, he was to get there and shine the light. So.
Mm-hmm. And if anybody is listening who knew him personally who disagrees, just let us know.
You can tweet us.
You can tweet us. You can email us at noholdsbarredpodcast@gmail.com, or you can Facebook us at facebook.com.
Slash!
Oh, woof. No Holds Barred Cast.
Yeah, it's been such a nice sentimental episode.
I
had to let that out.
So we'll be back next week with a regular episode, but till then, my name is Kevin.
And I am Dan. Goodbye, Prince.
The rest is silence.
The rest is silence.
Adieu, 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 adieu.